This is pre-recorded in front of a live studio audience in the Icebox Studio located in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. We got the same amount as last show, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we didn't lose anybody. It feels like we just did this, though. Some deja vu.
And we had to get some props, so it took a little extra time.
We did.
So this show, we don't have current questions.
Because we ran out.
Because we're doing two shows in a day.
This is in the future.
This is
we don't know what could happen.
It could be.
This might not even show. We don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know. There could be another earthquake. Aliens could take us up. So this show, we're going to talk about pure gas purifiers. So if you're not interested in hearing about pure gas purifiers, and go watch Cat
Who doesn't like pure things?
I don't know why.
That's all the rage these days. You want everything to be natural and pure.
You know, I hear they're remarketing like Metamucil type fiber drinks
as
like something.
Oh, it's a cleanse.
It's like a healthy for your gut kind of
young
thing. You
need fiber. Oh, for young kids.
No, like 20 somethings and stuff like that.
Oh.
People with disposable incomes, they want to.
I mean, I don't think you can OD on fiber, so it's not a bad thing.
I don't know. Okay. So, yeah, it's really kind of your show.
Right? I know, it's a scary part.
Comic release. So these are the inline. I'll start. Inline pure gas purifiers.
Yes.
You sell a whole bunch of different ones.
Yeah, a bunch of. Yeah, so some of them, some just one thing, just moisture, just oxygen or hydrocarbon. And others come in combo traps where you can do this one right here I'm holding is an indicating trap for oxygen and water.
Moisture.
Well, moisture, yeah. That's better. Even though it does say moisture in here.
Yeah.
And so, and then other ones are all three. It could be oxygen, moisture, and hydrocarbons.
Oh, this one.
This one right here.
There's a triple trap. You want to zoom in on these?
Yeah. Not that interesting. But yeah, so as you can see, there's indicating. So you'll see this one's green right here. It doesn't look very green, but that's the oxygen one. That'll turn to gray when it's full. And that yellow one is the
moisture,
yes, thank you. And that one will turn white when it's done.
It tells you right on there.
And it tells you right on there, it does. It has
saturated.
Yep.
Original,
saturated. Yeah. And then there's nothing to indicate Christmas for the hydrocarbon, but that's the charcoal stuff in there.
Magic charcoal.
And a lot of times.
Oh, you want to zoom in on this guy? So we left this in the package. The other one that was in our carefully curated engineer museum. So this is what you get. Of course, you install it.
Now, obviously, as you can see, depending on which one you get, the traps will trap more of the substance than others. So, for instance, this is just an oxygen trap. So this one will trap more oxygen than a combination trap.
Yep.
So, for instance, the oxygen trap does 450 milliliters of O2. If you get the combination trap with oxygen and moisture, it goes down to 225. So that you'll have to take into account. So one thing you can do, you can make your own triple trap. You can get an oxygen trap and a moisture trap, and this is a end-to-end connector. And I don't know if you want to pull out another one or not.
Yeah, this is another one, and this happens to be a moisture trap.
So we got an oxygen and moisture trap.
Okay.
And then you get all the good parts of it being, full. That moisture trap can do 21 grams instead of 10s. So it cuts it in about half if you go into a double, then it cuts it a little bit more by about it. So it goes down to thirds, obviously, when you get to triple, essentially. And so that's two ways to do it. And as you can see on here, there are clamps on here. So you can actually, if you want to put it up on a wall.
Well, the clamps are bought separately.
They're bought separately. Yeah. They're extras.
Some people want to do it, put it up on the wall.
And then the good thing about this, here we go, is they have connectors. Nice connectors that have a.
Yeah, this is not really in service. This is one that's been laying around.
So you take these guys, you put them in here, and the good thing is that it has a built-in check valve in it. So that when you want to replace this one, it will automatically check off.
It's like a Schrader valve, which you use in your bike tires. Some bike tires, some are Presto valves. But many standard bike tires, so it's, you have to push it open.
Yes, because the pressure, the positive pressure keeps it closed.
Yeah. So the idea being that you got this hooked up to your
Line.
You stick it out of the bag.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So there you go. Want to zoom in?
You gotta pull your arm down. You gotta pull your, put your arm down. Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't watching. So yeah, it pushes that little. Yeah, you can't really see it. It's too small.
Oh, I could see it actually. But,
okay. So, anyways, you'd have this. And here, I'll just pretend it's screwed in. And then when you're disconnecting it, that will close, and then your line, you have your pure gas in the line that won't bleed out. Well, if you don't have this kind of deal, other companies have purifiers where you really have to put like a bypass. You have to put your own shutoff valves in, so you don't need shutoff valves.
And you do need these to run the purifier as well. These aren't these aren't optional. As you can see, there's a little pointer on there to break the seal.
Yeah, yeah, it punctures the seal.
Yep.
That's part of it. And yeah, and it's an oddball thread, so you can't go, I'll save money, I'll just use pipe thread.
Yeah, it is an oddball thread.
Good luck with that.
So yeah, so that's two things you can do with it. We'll figure it out. We'll box them up later. And then, of course, and then there's other, did I miss anything on that one?
We did the indicating dual trap, triple trap. You got the non-indicating ones. And then you want to go into the the ones with bases?
Yeah, let's do the ones with bases. Okay. Let's try to keep these. We'll figure it out. We'll have to figure it out later. Yeah, that one's for this one. Where's another empty box?
That goes in here.
All right.
Oh, that's behind you.
Oh, there we go.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Oh, man, breaking out some JFK. All right, we're messing up. All right, let's do this later.
Okay.
We didn't edit, right? So anyways, the base.
Oh, that's there. That's the base.
The ace of base. Dun, 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 dun. Woo, the base. So this one is one that sits on a countertop, but you can also buy a wall clamp for it as well.
Yeah, but it's if you're in a lab and
you're in a lab,
it's got inlet outlet in the back. It's already it comes with brashing by stainless or something if not.
And these ones, let's see.
You can get different fittings if you want that. These are we got two. There's different ones.
Yeah, they do a little bit less than the inline purifiers as far as total capacities.
Yeah, but they. Kind of nice if you're just doing bench tops.
Yeah, for good for you know point of view stuff. Yeah, you know, right in the lab.
A lot of stuff going on in your walls.
And just like the other one, it automatically shuts off when you pull this thing out. It will.
Yeah, I don't want to take it. Actually, can pull it out of the plastic bag. But it has a cap. Yeah. Comes on it.
Oh, wow! that's just
that's just a retaining ring. Oh wow, that's a bit over the decades. Yeah, so it's got its own. I'll zoom in. Zoom in, there we go.
Yeah, it's just like the connector.
Connectors, yeah.
And they do the same thing the other ones do. You just put it in.
Yeah, you put that on. We're not going to do that because we don't want to.
We don't want to contaminate one. We want to eventually sell this one.
Yeah.
So yeah, and this one also is a oxygen purifier.
You want to zoom in on that one?
It's an oxygen purifier.
So it's got little glass tubes in there.
Yeah. And unsaturated, saturated. It has the colors. Do not use for purifying air. Oh, yeah. Do not use the oxygen purifier to purify air.
Or oxygen. Or anything with any decent amount of oxygen.
Yeah. So, and these things are basically, and all these things are basically used in helium, nitrogen, you know, the inert gases, argon, hydrogen as well, and air, obviously, but not the oxygen ones. The typical ones. You can call, and sometimes a moisture trap will work in certain hydrocarbons and things of that nature. But you can always call and ask.
Yeah, and this is the big boy one. This is oxygen moisture.
Oh wow, that one has a nice look at that up there, telling you how what colors they should be.
Yeah, it does. Look at that; it's pretty cool. You want to zoom in on that?
Down a little bit. Down to the right.
Yeah, so that's a little bit bigger. Oxygen moisture is going to be bigger and stuff, so you can zoom back out. So yeah. Oops, they go in here.
So yeah, so for all your purifying needs, it doesn't, you know, it's not for high flow applications and relatively clean, you know, you're not gonna use this to clean, you know,
Yeah, you're not cleaning out.
This helps
industrial
clean.
Nitrogen.
Yeah, this stuff is for helping to clean already pretty clean gases.
Well, it's used a lot for
labs,
backup in labs. So you got your you're going to be running.
What was it? FID.
Yeah, you're going to be running high purity gases anyway. It just kind of gives you a little, belt and suspenders there.
Yes.
So you can, you're running, then you're assured you're going to have really good gas. But you don't want to have a oops, and then you ruin your
experiment.
Okay, so we cover everything on this?
I think so.
Made a mess. Hopefully we got everything in the right boxes.
We'll figure it out, yeah.
And then the other weeks, we don't know what we're going to do the other weeks for the show. We might be
doing best ofs.
We might be doing best ofs. Why don't you just
stop embarrassing myself on camera.
we might do something on the shop floor.
Yeah, because the office will be closed, but the shop floor might be open.
Yeah, and the Icebox studio will be closed, but we can set up shop in there. So we'll think about that. We might do webinar kind of things.
Mm. We'll try to keep some content coming, though.
Yeah, we'll have
for many, many loyal fans.
Yep. So thanks for tuning in, and see you again. In
a brand new studio. Beautiful. It's probably going to look very similar.
You're not
going
to notice. It's really just the carpet. So it might be different acoustics. So. Tune in again next week.
Set your VCRs.